Oh, yeah, brother, it's the game. Here on News Radio KMAN. See, so chances of a Hulk Hogan sighting in Orlando?
Very well, because he has a he has his Hogan's Beach shop in Orlando. He's selling tickets to come to his shop and meet him and get autographs.
That's gone. All right. All right.
But the cheapest ticket is a $100 bill.
Oh! that's a little steep price to play to go buy merch from somewhere, basically, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Can you just go buy a Hogan's Beach whatever shirt? Or do you have to pay $100 just to get in for that right?
I think you can get in there and buy merch, but...
No pictures
and
handshakes.
He's doing autographs and pictures.
I gotcha.
Got to pay the Benjamin.
I know he's from down there, so... All right, well, it's a big weekend. As we mentioned, it's not only WrestleMania, but it's Final Four and K-State baseball. K-State baseball tonight as they take on the number 3 team in the country, TCU. That's going to be a tall task. Coming up in hour number 2, we'll talk with John Kurtz from Toyton Family Stadium. K-State kind of struggling a little bit of late. They, you know, didn't have a great outing, even though they, you know, losing 6-5 stinks in the closer on Sunday down in Austin, Texas. But to go to Lincoln and then just get blown up 11-1, this is a kind of a tough stretch. And right now you're playing really good baseball teams. TCU number 3 in the country, then Oklahoma State comes calling, and then you got to play Nebraska again. Texas Tech's pretty darn good. So it's kind of, there's not a whole lot of margin for error right now, and you've got a real lineup of real tough opponents for the Cats.
Yeah, as of late, their offense has really, it's been halted. Because as of late, and we saw it at the beginning of the season, the Cats were putting up some runs. They were beating some big teams like Ohio State and South Carolina. That was a true road game against South Carolina. But as of now, with the Cats losing 4 in a row, there's been way, way too many games where the Cats are scoring one run or even 0 runs. 2 games against Texas, the Cats were shut out. The first 2 games of the series, they were shut out. Then the Cats finally, the offense woke up, but the bullpen couldn't hang on. Yeah. So when there's one problem, well, that gets corrected, but then there's another problem. The Cats just got to find a way to get back in the momentum that they found early in the season, and it's doable. They have a lot of great talent, a lot of young talent, but a lot of great talent. I mean, Cam Thompson out there in center field, he's been leading off for the Cats. He is a tremendous talent. He's going to be one of those guys. He's going to be around for a while. He's certainly going to be around for a while, and he's going to help the Cats. I think they're going to get a long ways as long as he stays around.
I think if you can get K-State to just get a couple in a row that she could kind of get back on a roll again. You know, they played pretty good against Iowa. They got a couple there. It's just that if you could get a couple in a row, it just kind of feels like you could really turn things around. So we'll have that game for you tonight. That game, of course, is going to be – it's going to be interesting. So 6:30 game. So, of course, we'll get your pregame right after we're done here tomorrow at 2, Sunday at 1. They're expecting potential for rain on Saturday. So they're not going to do, like, the fan appreciation stuff. Still, game's still on for Saturday, but kind of moving a few things around with expected moisture coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, if you're heading down to the ballpark, bring a poncho and, you know, bring something to keep you dry because – they're calling for rain pretty much all weekend long, except for really tonight. Late tonight, it'll show up again. And they're also, you know, they say possible thunderstorm. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but don't be shocked if it does.
Yeah. So take your take appropriate gear when you head out to Toyton Family Stadium tonight. When we come back, hour number 2 of the game, we'll get you an interview back with Cole Manbeck from earlier this week, which is some great stuff as the Cats get ready to Cat fans at least prepare themselves mentally to watch the Final Four. We'll get that for you. Royals starting lineup for opening day Monday. Bring it on. I'm so ready for Royals baseball. They start out on the road all week next week, so it's still a ways away from the home opener. But the Royals, game number 1 coming up on Monday. We'll break that down in hour number 2 of the game here on K-Man.